Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Washington Commanders are coming home. They're going to RFK Stadium per NBC4. It's going to take a while. It's a long journey. Those of you stuck in traffic right now know. Going from Ashburn to D.C., it's quite the trip. It's going to take the Commanders till 2030 to get there, but according to NBC4, we have a $3 billion+ deal with up to 2.5 of that coming from the Commanders. We are light on details at the time, but Mark Seagraves of NBC4 was able to get his hands on some documents as part of the 2026 budget that Mayor Bowser is submitting, and in it are details on some level of the deal that is going to bring the Commanders back to D.C. We kind of knew this would be the timeline because of the budget stuff. I remember talking to our good buddy Eric Flack just a couple of weeks ago, and basically he was like, this thing's going to be over like sooner than you realize, because in my mind, it's like this is going to drag out again. And so often these deals have gotten done, obviously, I mean, the budget fight that they had in, what was it, March, February, where this thing was dead and then it wasn't, and they saved it at the last second, and it happens in the middle of the night. And this was kind of the last straw. If they didn't get this done, it probably was never going to be RFK. And they're able to figure it out with the fighter planes and whatever the hell else was in that deal with Maryland. Chuck Schumer's, figuring out. Actually, this wasn't even February. This was like December. This was still in 2024. And just a crazy, crazy sequence of events. And in my head, it was like, it's going to, this will happen at the end of the year again. But because the budget resolution is due in city council and from the mayor's office now, we have some level of resolution on this. And while we work on getting some guests to talk about this and some details and all that kind of stuff, I want to just open up the phones. At 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is, of course, our phone number. And just get your reaction to this. Because this is, forget the details. I think sometimes I go into just like journalist mode and I'm like, we got to find out more. We got to report. We got to get this. We got to get the facts. And like, of course, we need the facts and we want to be as informed as possible. But by the same token, this is just like a massively emotional moment. And so I was pulling up the YouTube chat. I see some of you guys going crazy in there. I'll read some of those comments in a second. But I also just want to open up the phones and let you guys talk, especially those that went to games at RFK back in the day. That this means, or you maybe have your dad, your mom, your grandpa, your grandma, your aunts, your uncles who tell you about going to games at RFK and what it means to see this team return to the stadium that it called home for its glory years, and kind of leave a place that we finally have a couple good memories in. That Hail Mary will go down in Commander's lore, and if that winds up being the best moment in FedEx Field history, that's perfectly fine, I think, with everybody, unless they can, of course, top it with some kind of dramatic win of an NFC Championship game that gets them to the Super Bowl. But, like, it doesn't get much better than that from a regular season moment. But outside of that and the other moments of magic that Jaden authored this year, there's not a lot of positive memories at FedEx Field. And it's a place that's mostly associated with the guy that we don't have to talk about anymore. It was not – he inherited it, but it was his house of horrors. And I'm definitely excited to see that, you know, even if it was Landover 2.0, it'd be way better because Josh Harris is designing it and all that kind of stuff. But I am definitely excited to see this team return home. So 301-230-0980 is the phone number, 301-230-0980. Got a lot of YouTube comments in the meantime. Peel through these real quick as I pull the call screener up here, which is not working today. Heck of a time for that to go freezy kapoo on us. View from the man cave. Finally, the team will come home. K-Dot, 81. Holy hell, I didn't think I'd live to see this. Ford, yay, back to RFK. Larry, pretty cool breaking story. Flame emoji. Gotta love the flame emoji. Yeah, say that. At least. Hot Fever says, good, got tired of that traffic on Sundays. Unless you live right by FedEx Field, and you're talking about people coming into your neighborhood, there's still going to be traffic getting to the games. But you got options because you know, being able to get there on Metro just became a lot more accessible, assuming that there's going to be a lot of funds, obviously, that are allocated to fixing up the Metro station and making it game day accessible again. At RFK at that site. Let's see. Door Gunner says, the stadium should be built to let the seats shake again. I don't know how that works. As K-Dot says, I was there as a child. The stadium shaking will never escape my memory. To be clear, I'm not poo-pooing it. I don't know I'm not an architecture major. I wasn't an architecture minor. But if they can figure out how to get the stadium to feel like it's shaking while also being secure, I'm not opposed. I'm good for a good stadium shake. I'll have some crooked lines in my notes, assuming that I'm still taking notes in the stadium by 2030. Hope to be. This team's on the up and up. Why would I want to leave now? To the phones. The phones we go. If I can ever get this thing up. Anthony, just tell me who to get to. We got Bill first. Bill, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Look, man, I'm 60 years old, big time Redskins fan, worked in the stadium when I was a teenager, was there through all kinds of great games, have all this nostalgia. I live four blocks from the stadium right now. I don't think anyone's speaking for this neighborhood. We don't want the stadium there, dude. And no one seems to respect that or even give us a voice in this. There's a whole I don't think the problem is going to be with the federal government. The problem is going to be with the local people there who don't want this. There's a lot better uses for that area. This is what they think. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not even saying, like, I'm kind of excited, to be honest with you, but I just feel bad that there's this. The neighborhood doesn't want it, and they live there.
I mean, yes.
And no one's speaking up for them, dude.
Bill, the only thing I would disagree about is that no one is speaking up for them because are public hearings and things and people are speaking up and this still has to pass city council. And, you know, it's a good point to bring up before we get so far out over our skis to say this thing is done because ultimately the people will have a vote.
Or that it's great. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, sure. And there is plenty of research by economists and all these kinds of things that say stadiums are bad for cities and all that kind of stuff. And I guess my question would be, Bill, to anybody that opposes, is where does it belong? Because you have two options, right? You can either put it somewhere where no one lives and it sucks to get to for everyone. And it's like going to the Meadowlands, for instance, in New York, blows. It's the highway stuff is a nightmare. Like, it's not convenient for anyone to get to. There's no part of getting to and from that stadium that is joyous. And plus, you have to watch the Jets and Giants play, and that part sucks too. But there's no part of it that's good. Or you can put it close to some people, and it's inconvenience for them on if they don't go to the games or whatever. But typically that's going to be part of a larger metro area where you actually have people that it's convenient to. And in this case, it's the most centralized location that is feasible in D.C. for not just the district, but for the DMV. And so it does come, like, I guess my question would be for the neighborhood then is like, oh, we don't want it here. Well, then where is it supposed to go?
But why is it their problem? What if Disney wanted to come in there and say, well, there's no better place to put it than here? We'd be like, well, why is that our problem? We don't want it here. We don't care where you put it. We don't want it here. So
because
why
you don't have to build a new Disney World,
like, there's not a better place.
Well, then okay, then if you're the team, you go, fine, nobody wants us here. We'll move to what's a city that we'll move to Omaha. They'll take an NFL team. Like,
I get that from a fan base point of view, and I'm a Commanders fan, and so I don't want them to move to Omaha, and I'm not even sure I don't want them to build at that site. I'm just saying that there's a whole contingent of people in this neighborhood who are really unhappy at this news, and it just feels like people dancing on our graves, acting like this is such a great thing, when it's not necessarily a great thing for the neighborhood. You walk through that neighborhood, you're a D.C. resident, I don't know if you're close to there, but you walk through that neighborhood all the way down to Eastern Market, you'll see lawn after lawn after lawn, these signs that say, no billionaires playground, or whatever they say. I'm not even saying I agree with them. I'm not even defending that argument. I'm just saying no one's defending that argument. No, well, you said not no one. You're right. But I'm just saying it just feels a little bit like people dancing on our graves, and no one's paying attention to the neighborhood who does not want the stadium, and it's not our problem on where this guy decides to put it.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, we're up against the clock, but I would love to continue this conversation another time. But I appreciate the call.
And I
really genuinely do appreciate Bill kind of raising that because, you know, ultimately, it has to go somewhere. But if the people who live there already say not here, that's a factor. The problem is it's not the only factor. And you own your land or rent your land or whatever, and you have a say of what's going on around it. And then it's kind of the beauty of D.C. is it's very civically minded people. This is the smartest city, arguably, in the entire world, and one of the most engaged politically. And that is part of the reason why, not just in D.C., but Alexandria and Arlington and on out in the surrounding areas, why the Wizards are not going to Alexandria. The people of Alexandria were like, get the bleep out of here. And that died real quick, amongst other reasons why that project failed. And if ultimately the people in, I believe it's Ward 7, say no, then that's going to be something that's considered. But I think the goal is, and we can hopefully get more on this from Mark Seagraves or some of the other people that we'll have on over the course of the show, like, part of what is going to happen here, hopefully, is a lot more than that. Part of this is yes, a football stadium. But it's also hopefully going to be shops and restaurants and things that benefit the community writ large, parks, green space that benefit. But right now, that area is just rotting. You have a giant concrete nothing sitting there that's going to be, you know, that they're dismantling, and then a bunch of space that is not being used. So I get it that you might not want the traffic or the whatever else. And yeah, it sucks. Like, honestly, part of me, this is harsh, but like, welcome to DC. I don't like when I'm late for appointments because the president, and I'm not just saying this current president or the last, any president, I've been here through three of them now. I've been late to work because of a presidential motorcade. The fitness, my old place that I used to train on the fitness side of my life was literally on the backside of the White House. I had clients cancel because they couldn't get there because of the president going to lunch or a protest or whatever, because stuff gets shut down in this city. And yeah, it's a little different because it's for a football versus, you know, the leader of the free world or some diplomat or whatever going through. But like, this is part of life in this city, and it's part of life in a lot of cities. And if you don't want to live near the stadium and you've been there for a long time, I get it. It sucks. Also, that's an incredibly gentrified area. And there is definitely part of me that says if you are NIMBYing a stadium when you've NIMBYed, not on my block, NIMBY, other people's housing of longtime communities that were there way before you and got priced out, I don't really have a lot of sympathy for you if that is you. So, not that that's everyone. There are people that have been there a long time that were there and hated the stadium there when their families were there the first time. But it's not simple, as I guess the easiest way to put it.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Put it. Anthony, at this point, should I just keep taking calls and double up the segment here? Okay. Let's go to Kev. Kev, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, yeah, man. As a native Washingtonian, I'd like to know how many of those people who are complaining and moaning and crying about the stadium being rebuilt was original native Washingtonians. Since 1960-61, up until the soccer team stopped playing, there's always been sports at that stadium. There's a jail over there. And so you moved in there. How many of those people, like I said, just moved in there through the when the regentrification of that area came into play? And now it's not like whatever. But if you poll Washingtonians who were born there or whatever about getting RFK being revitalized, and the thing about it is, from what they're talking about, a multi-purpose use, you're talking about Super Bowls, you're talking about possible NCAA basketball, you're talking about other type of concert venues and stuff like that, and them improving the community as a whole. I don't think native Washingtonians are going to be upset about them doing something like that with that stadium.
Kev, I appreciate the call because I think it's totally relevant. Like, if you moved into that area in the last 20 years, which is mostly when that stadium has been not in use. DC United still played there for, I think, some part of the last 20 years. I'd have to look up exactly when they stopped. And definitely in the last 20 years, because the Nats, when they opened, they were at RFK, and that was less than 20 years ago. I would kind of just look at you and be like, what did you think was going to happen? They've been trying to do this for the entire time. Ever since it was possible that they were going to leave FedEx, which we all knew would happen eventually, probably at the end of the lease in 2027. Now that has been pushed back because they didn't get this deal done fast enough because Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen sucked at everything. They've always been trying to come back. So if you bought property there going, I don't know, stadium, that's kind of on you. And again, I think people should have a say about the neighborhoods in which they live. I'm not unreasonable here. I'm not saying anything about the that the people don't deserve a voice in the political process. I'm not even saying that you shouldn't protest if it's your neighborhood. I'm not trying to poo-poo your voice. I'm just saying this is a project that has implications and ramifications and trickle-downs and all that kind of stuff far outside of literally your backyard. And sometimes that's part of being in a society, being in a larger civilization, being in a bigger thing where this thing, unless you want to lose the team. And look, there are some people who are not native Washingtonians who 1,000% would say, I don't care. I don't like football. Well, got news for you. You're in the minority. Sometimes the minority loses. And that's kind of where I'm at on that argument. Again, people can try to convince me otherwise. I'm open-minded on this in a lot of ways. But if you get your say, if you get to express your voice and you don't get your way, then that doesn't mean that people didn't hear you. It means you lost. You know, when you lose a game, on a football game, a basketball game, a soccer game, whatever, your points, your goals, your whatever, your runs, they were on the scoreboard. The other team just had more of them. And sometimes that's how it goes. And that's probably the end of that analogy, but like I think that is worth saying that, you know, there's a lot of people all around this city who want to see this and would happily, frankly, accept the stadium in their backyard. But this is the place where that stadium was for years and years and years and years. It is the spiritual home of the team. And the fact that you came in 5 years ago and decided to live, that you wanted to live there after generations of families got booted out, is not exactly going to land well amongst the native Washingtonian crowd. 301-230-0980. Let's wrap up in Taylor, who's in Southeast and lives near the stadium. Taylor, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
What's up, Craig? Just want to give a different perspective for folks, man. I live near the stadium. I'm about a 5 to 7 minute walk from the stadium. And honestly, for me as a homeowner, this is a godsend because when this stadium is going to be built, my property value is going to go up. And if I don't want to leave, if I want to leave, I'm probably going to make more money on my house when this stadium is built than if I leave now. And the other thing I want to mention too as well, Craig, is this. A lot of the folks that are complaining in my neighborhood about this stadium coming, they didn't have a lot to say when a lot of families, especially families of black folks, were moved out of Navy Yard for the National Stadium. So I find it very funny and hypocritical of some of the people that are complaining now about RFK coming but didn't say anything when the Nationals came to Navy Yard. I'll hang up and listen from here. Thanks, Craig.
Taylor, I appreciate that call, and I don't have a lot to add to that other than the stuff that I've already said and an amen. It's not, yeah, sometimes stadiums got to go somewhere. They either play somewhere around or you lose the team. And if you didn't pipe up on your morals, on your high ground the last time a stadium was built in this city and displaced longtime residents, including many of color, then I'm not really that interested in your voice now, especially if it's because all of a sudden it's in your backyard. Your morals are your morals. Your values are your values when they apply to everyone, not when they just apply to you, because that's what morals and values are. Mic drop.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.